Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I hate to interrupt when there's good music. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And oh yes, there's a lot to get to and we're 3 hours to go. They're going to fly. I neglected to introduce our latest Final Four category. So maybe you guessed, because I said Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs could no longer be an answer, could no longer be in your Final Four. We had so much fun with the ice cream flavors, and they were really delectable. Many of you suggested ice cream flavors I've either A, never heard of, or haven't had in a really long time. So I appreciate that. A test of my willpower. I might have to run another half marathon just so I can eat some of these ice cream flavors. But we're moving on. You can answer not one, but two Final Four questions now. Final Four famous duos. That came from the brain of producer Jay. Famous duos. These don't have to be sports. They can be Monica and Chandler on Friends. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You can't really go Jerry and Elaine on Seinfeld because, well, see, they don't have to be a couple. That's the thing. They can be any type of a relationship. In fact, they can hate each other and still be a famous duo. Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Jay's face every time I say one of these. I'm trying to give you examples from various.
Rory and Liv.
Various. No, it's got to be a person or an animal. It could be an animal. It can't be an inanimate object,
so I
or an organization.
I had one that I did. It's not on my list, but I crossed my mind and I thought it was a good one, but it was not a person. It was an inanimate object.
Well, it can be a person and an animal.
It was food.
Oh, Andy Reid and burgers?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, that is a famous duo. I'll give you that. If they're like categories, if they're two foods or two inanimate objects, like a hockey puck and the post, right? Famous duos. Mm-hmm. Stanley Cup and, I don't know, the NHL. Mr. and Mrs. Met. They can be those types of duos. But yeah, I would prefer they be of like categories, like mine, if that makes sense. But I love creativity, so if you wow me with your creativity, we're all golden. Final four famous duos. Again, brownie points if you actually put it in a bracket. Or if you make some witty line based on March Madness. I saw one for ice cream. Let me see if I can scroll down really quick and read it to you because it was awesome. I was really pleased with the way that Lisa used the March Madness theme. Here you go. Replying to the Final Four ice cream flavors, which, by the way, Amy Trask told me on social that she was really upset about the fact that we didn't ask her to judge. I don't think she got the gist, but it's all right. Lisa on Twitter said, a team that won its conference tournament and could be a sleeper is Ben and Jerry's cannoli ice cream. So see what she did there? She went conference tourney, automatic bid, dark horse. You and I went with Cinderella's in our Final Four ice cream flavors. I forgot what yours was, though. Yours was pistachio.
Pistachio,
but
yes.
Only the kind that doesn't have the green. Okay, it's doesn't have the green dye. Color. Gotcha. What was mine? Mine was Maine blackberry, Maine blueberry, something like that. I think that might have been my Cinderella.
Yeah, I think that was your Cinderella.
That was
your
my double-digit seed.
Was chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. My UConn was chocolate chip.
Yeah.
And Breyer's chocolate chip, which is my absolute favorite. But that's ice cream flavors. Don't let me go down that rabbit hole again because it was hard enough to be strong last night and not crave ice cream. So now we're going famous duos. Yes, peanut butter and jelly could count. Now see, I said no inanimate objects and now I'm backtracking. All right, I'm flip-flopping. I just want you to be as creative as possible. Final four famous duos. You don't have to seed them, but you can. Producer Jay will retreat your retreat. It's an ice cream treat.
Run away from him.
Oh, you think talking is easy. We just sit down. We talk. We entertain. It all goes so smoothly all the time. Retweet your answers. Oh, by the way, we have some Twitter news. Retweet your answers from our show account, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. And as usual, he's been charged with coming up with a clever, cunning, witty GIF or meme or photo. Oh, stop it. You did not go there. Oh, that is terrific.
I did.
That never crossed my mind until right now, and that is fabulous. Like, as in the best possible way to set this up. You guys have got to go to Twitter and Facebook right now and see the GIF that Jay used to set up our famous duos. Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Now, I thought you might go Luke and Leia.
That's a good one.
Or Leia and Han Solo. Don't be stealing my duos. I see you in there.
Those are good ones,
you've already made your list?
Oh, of course.
Wow. I've had a bunch of duos on my list, but I'm still in the process of picking through and narrowing it down.
I do have some that keep coming to my mind, and I'm thinking, like, are they good enough to replace my four as they are as I think of them?
Mm-hmm.
I like the four that I got, though. I think I'm going to stick with those.
All right. This GIF is, you freaking crushed it. Amazing. Jay deserves a raise. For this GIF alone. But I'm not telling you what it is. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, I'm favoriting it. Favoriting. I'm liking it. I'm liking it again. I'm just going to keep hitting the heart. I know you can't like it more than once. You just unlike it then. But still, freaking awesome. Jay. I wasn't going to include them in my Final Four, but now I feel like...
I actually didn't think of them until right now.
That's awesome. Final Four famous duos. And no, they do not have to be sports. That's boring. I mean, it's boring if it's all you do. We're not so one-dimensional myopic that we only include sports duos. Oh, man, we're already getting answers. So, again, show Twitter. You'll get retweeted there. On Facebook, you can look at the feed. Ice cream flavors galore. And now we're adding Final Four famous duos. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, no more. Brandon Bean says Josh knew they were at least entertaining the idea of trading Stephon Diggs. He knew that because they are in constant contact, but he did not tell him before he made the move. And when Brandon Bean got in front of the microphone on Wednesday, he still had not spoken to Josh about trading Diggs to the Texans. How confident should Bills Mafia, and gosh, how about the Bills locker room, be in what Brandon Bean is doing so far this offseason?
We play in September. So let's be patient and let us work through this. Was it easy? No. But you're always, if you make the best decision for the Bills going forward, that's all you can do. You can trust that. And so this organization and our fan base needs to trust that we're going to trot out a damn good team come September. And that's our plan, and that's not changing.
Do you trust Brandon Bean, Bills Mafia? I know we have a Buffalo station and many Bills fans who listen. 855-212-4227. And then on our social media as well. Buffalo no longer has Tre'Davious White or Jordan Poyer, two of the stalwarts of that defense, veteran players. And I know there's talk about Jordan and how he wasn't as good anymore, couldn't make a tackle. I love him for not just what he did on the field, but for the intangibles. I would take him on my team as a veteran. If you could get him for maybe not the veteran minimum, right? But if you could get him for less money, I think that is a move that I'd want my team to make. Mitch Morse, starting center. No more Gabriel Davis. He signed with the Jaguars. Oh man, they're going to need him next to the Texans. Interesting that both Davis and Diggs end up in the AFC South. And then Leonard Floyd, one of the linebackers, he goes to the Niners in free agency. And now Stephon. That's a lot. That's a lot of turnover. One of the things that I say to you is that constant change equals constant losing. Right? Constant change equals constant losing. And while the Bills have been largely consistent on their roster, it was time to pay the piper. I'm quite certain that some of these players that were released will enjoy having a crack at the Bills again just to prove it. Like, for instance, Poyer. It's like a celebrity marriage. Poyer is now with the Dolphins. Same division. He's going to take some extra pride, be a little extra mustard there in facing his former team. And no doubt, Diggs, Texans, getting a chance to face the Bills. If that happens, when that happens, there'll be a little extra juice there as well. It does make for some great storylines. We haven't had the schedule release yet, Producer Jay, but what are the chances the Bills and Texans open up together?
Well, I'm looking at the Bills site now, and although the schedule isn't out yet, mm-hmm. they do play the Texans. Yeah.
Nice! Bring it on.
It's going to be the
opener. Let's go.
Right?
Let's go.
Coincidentally,
it could be either Sunday night, the first Sunday night football game, because they're going to want that in prime time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's two division winners from last season, two playoff teams, and now the Diggs wrinkle. Oh, yes. Let's go.
It's in Houston, though. So, I mean, it'll be a great game, but yeah, it won't be in Bills Mafia.
I bet they'll make the trip.
They probably will.
We're going to talk about the Texans side of this because it's pretty impressive what they've done. They're clearly going, quote, all in. That's the term we keep using. Cam Hayward was on the Rich Eisen show. Now, Cam, of course, is in the AFC, but with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Mountain of a Man. Such a great guy, too. We ran into him on Radio Row in Las Vegas. Anyway, they were reacting in real time to the Diggs news.
Well, I wish he would have got traded to the NFC. I'll say that. Diggs is always a problem. But you look at what the Texans are doing. You got him. You got Nico Collins. You got Tank Dell. Then you got our Buckeye in the middle with C.J. Stroud. And I just think they got a lot of pieces. And you can't sleep on the Joe Mixon pickup, too, because I think it really balances that team out where they can – run or pass, and the questions just come on defense. And now you just added another player to, you know, what was already a good team going into this year. But you know, the future is bright for the Houston Texans.
I agree. You got to imagine that not only C.J. Stroud over the moon excited, right? He's got, well, he's offensive rookie of the year from the NFL. He's got one really solid season under his belt where it was far less of a roller coaster ride than what we see for a lot of rookie quarterbacks. So one good year, ton of experience that he's able to gain. And then D'Amico Ryans must be over the moon. As someone who played in the NFL, highly respected, has been with the Texans for a long time. We know he's thrilled to be home, but not just home, but to now have a front office who is willing to give him pieces to build on last year. It's funny, too, because remember, I don't know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, how long has, I can see his face in my head, their general manager, Nick Caserio. How long has Nick Caserio been there? 4 years, 5 years? He was brought in at the same time that Deshaun Watson was asking for a trade out. Remember, so it was even before we knew about the allegations against Deshaun Watson and all the lawsuits against Deshaun. It was Nick Caserio getting hired and Deshaun being ticked because he felt like they didn't take his advice into account. He had given them some advice and some names of potential general managers, and instead they picked someone from the New England Patriots organization. And initially, Caserio was blasted. People hated him. And he did make some moves that were either head scratchers. I don't love what they did with the coaching search for those first 2 years. I hate how they hung David Culley out to dry. And then the whole Lovie Smith piece, I didn't love that either. But you've got to give him credit for not only getting a ton of capital in return for Deshaun, handling that situation really well, bringing in D'Amico Ryans, so luring D'Amico, drafting C.J. Stroud, even though they were not number one overall, the Texans, they got the guy they wanted, and then putting pieces around him so that they made such a massive splash last season and this year, while they're not going to catch anyone by surprise, they are division champions, and last year was house money. This year is when you got to take them seriously. So it's interesting to hear our caller from Buffalo who said the Bills are building a team with the idea of beating the Chiefs. Like, that's their number one goal. But I don't think I agree with that. I don't think they can automatically jump to Kansas City. How about in their own division with the Miami Dolphins? Who, can they stay healthy? They potentially are the AFC champions. So the Dolphins for sure. We'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Okay, so that's in their own division. Then you think about the other teams. We know the Bengals last season, they lost Joe Burrow again, but they are a force if he stays healthy. Though they've also lost some pieces too. They've had some turnover around Joe Burrow. You may or may not love Cam Hayward's Steelers with Russell Wilson at the quarterback. You'll hear him talk about that a little bit more. But we know under Mike Tomlin, they don't have losing seasons. The Baltimore Ravens were the one seed last year. Lamar Jackson is the reigning MVP. Now they've got Derrick Henry. Stop it.
Bread and butter.
And then the Cleveland Browns, who almost swept the postseason awards last year. And that was with using 17 different quarterbacks. So that's your toughest division in football, also in the AFC. Then you go to the West. I had said this to Jay last night. It made me laugh. Because the AFC West is such a crapshoot behind the Chiefs. And there was this graphic up, I think it was on SportsCenter, in which they were showing the odds of the four teams to win the West next year. And the Chiefs were minus 225, meaning you'd be paying money to get the Chiefs. And then the Chargers, 3-1. I think the Broncos were 20-1. The Raiders were maybe 11-1, but still. The Chiefs, obviously the defending Super Bowl champions, that's the West. But now what about the South? I still think the Jaguars have another run in them. The Titans are going through a rebuild, obviously. Love, love, love the aggressiveness of the Texans in their front office. I don't think that you can say the Bills are competing largely with the Chiefs. I think it is multi-layered. And they got to worry about their own division before they can start to talk about Kansas City. Kansas City is still a cut above. Like it or not, the Bills have fallen short of the bar that KC has set the last couple years. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Dave, who's in Texas. Dave, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My duo is Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Mm.
I don't know if that's exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Anything like that. We're looking for creative license with this category. Final four famous duos. We're actually looking for four, not one, but that's a good one.
Yeah, I was just thinking they went at each other in an NCAA championship and then I think five times in the NBA. So I didn't know you were looking for four, sorry. But
well, it is a final four category.
Yeah.
But I got you. I don't think that they match. You mean five times in the NBA finals?
I think so.
Okay. I'll have to go back and look. I mean, definitely in the 80s, they did do battle multiple times. I know in 86 that when the Celtics won, they did not play the Lakers. But they had a couple in what, like 87, 88 in there, I think. And certainly, they've battled. They did battle multiple times.
But also, can I ask about your half marathons?
Sure.
I only get to listen to you sporadically, so I've heard you run them, but I've never heard, you know, how you did, which ones you ran. Reason I ask, because I'm running one in all 50 states.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How many do you have to go?
I'm about to run number 46.
Oh, my gosh.
Fresno, California.
So. Amazing. So California is one of the few states you have left?
Right, and then I have three in the Northeast, and then, of course, I have Hawaii. So.
Oh, my goodness. You should save that one for last. What a vacation that could be.
Yeah, that'll be April of 2025.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations, Dave. That's phenomenal. I don't know that I'll ever get to that point. I'm old, but I have run eight so far. The most recent one.
Nice.
Yep, this was my eighth. The most recent one being on Long Island in Queens. Around where the U.S. Open and Citi Field are located. There's a huge park there in Flushing Meadow, and it's relatively flat, so it was nice, but it's also in the Northeast, and so we had some cold weather that was pretty invigorating. The temps were in the upper 30s with the wind chills when we started on Saturday, but that was actually great. I really enjoyed the cold. I for the first time, ran with a stocking cap, like a wooden hat, or wooden a woolen hat the whole time, and I wore a heavy fleece, which I've never done for a half marathon. But yeah, it was great. The cold weather actually helped me feel better.
Yeah, a half mile into the race, you're not cold anymore anyway.
I usually stay cold for a little longer than that. It takes me about 3 miles to warm up, like truly warm up. So my gloves come off first, but I wore the hat the whole time, and I never did take off my fleece. So I was wearing a long sleeve fleece and the hat, and then long pants the whole time.
Yeah, I can do long pants. I can't ever do long sleeves.
Gotcha.
I get way too hot.
Mm.
Have you ever run Atlantic City?
I haven't. I've run one or two in New Jersey, but not in Atlantic City. I'm thinking about Philadelphia coming up in the fall. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, Philly's good. I ran that one.
Awesome.
It was a rock and roll one, but it's changed to something else now.
Gotcha.
But anyway, thanks for the info, and I'm a first-time caller, if you can't
awesome.
Tell. But,
that's fine.
But hey, thanks, Amy. Love your show.
I appreciate that, Dave. What part of Texas?
Arlington, right in the thick of everything.
Yes, gotcha. So, all right, I used to live in Oklahoma, so I was down there a bunch for games and both college and pro level.
I was born in Oklahoma.
There you go. It's a great state. We'll always have a piece of my heart.
All right. Well, thanks again, Amy.
Yeah,
love
thanks.
Your show, like I said, and boom, I guess.
I like it. That's the perfect way to end. Thank you, Dave. Take care. That was worth waiting. It was worth waiting through the pregnant pause for the boom. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Love to hear from you. We're soliciting now your final four category, final four famous duos. Let's get it. And it does not have to be sports. That's actually the idea. We don't want it to be sports. We want you to be outside the box. So whether it's TV, Danny DeVito, well, movies, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, twins. Whether it's, I don't know, somebody's already suggested Hall & Oates. Whether it's a musical duo, Brooks and Dunn, you could go with a couple of different musical duos. Whether it's something funny like Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
That went well.
You can just have fun with it. Be creative. We want to get outside the sports realm. And we've now opened it up so that you can use inanimate objects like peanut butter and jelly. What else? What is another good one? Like peanut butter? Oh, I mean, bat and ball. Duh.
Bread and butter, like Lamar says.
Well, I just said peanut butter and jelly, but yeah, bread and butter to be sure. Money and bag. Just kidding. I know nothing about those things.
Money and Brinks truck.
Famous duos, either on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, and wait until you see the gift that producer Jay pulled out of his butt for this category. It is amazing. It makes me want to answer the question a bazillion times. All right, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To the After Hours Podcast. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I thought you were going to give me Danger Zone. Jay is all about the Top Gun duos right now. You got to check out the gift that he uses to set up our latest Final Four category. Final Four famous duos. We're already getting blasted by your answers. And so Jay is, in fact, retweeting them from our show account, After Hours CBS. Here's some great lists already. We've got Brian, who goes Bert and Ernie at number four, Kevin Arnold and Winnie Cooper. Oh, that's a good one. I love it, Brian. That comes from Wonder Years. Number two is Chips and Salsa. His two seed is Chips and Salsa. All right, I'm glad we opened it up to food and to other inanimate objects. And then number one, he goes with Batman and Robin. Donna on Twitter. starts with Batman and Robin, goes her third seed, Bogey and Bacall. I love that. Her second seed is Simon and Garfunkel, and her last seed is Stockton and Malone. So she gives us a couple of different genres there. Oh, no. Now I've got gifts I have to look at. All right, here we go. Let's see. Han and Leia, Han and Chewie, or maybe it's Luke and Leia, Han and Chewie, R2-D2 and C-3PO, and Batman and Robin. That comes from RS Boston. Alec on Twitter. Bruce Springsteen and Clarence Clemens, Johnny Unitas and Raymond Barry, Billie Holiday and Lester Young, Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Oh, no Romeo and Juliet? What are we talking about? All right, so some of these I don't actually know. I'm not familiar. They're a little older than me, but that's okay. I like that you all expand my horizons. Jeff doesn't get the concept of Final Four famous duos. He just gives us one, Laurel and Hardy.
It's the best one. That's it.
That's it. That's all you need. Let's see. Another one is Bird and Johnson. So Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I was actually going to include them, or I was at least considering them. But now that it's a fairly popular answer, I'm not going to. One more from Mac. Let's see. Four is Ernie and Bert. Three is Fred Sanford and Esther. I love that. Is that Sanford and Sons, right? Number two is Archie Bunker and Meathead. That was his son-in-law. My mom wouldn't let me watch that show.
I'd never really watched that show.
Right. That is no longer politically correct. We're not, he was absolutely offensive in many cases, but it was a different time. But I think Meathead was his son-in-law, if I remember. Again, my mom, I was not allowed to watch that show. I forgot the name of it. What's the name of it? Shoot. She wouldn't let me watch Three's Company, and she wouldn't let me watch. I could actually see his chair that he's sitting in. And Edith, was it Edith or Edie that was his wife? Last one, Minnie Mouse and Mickey, hashtag Final Four duos. Let's talk to DJ, who's in Dallas. DJ, who are your Final Four duos?
Hey, how's it going, Amy Lawrence?
Good, thank you.
Going fine. So I'm going to go with my Final Four duos. Number one, I'm going to go with Batman and Joker.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Yeah, I've got to go with Batman and Joker. Number two, I'm going to go with New Year's first 4th of July.
That's a quirky one. Although it's one's at the start of the year, one's in the middle of the year.
Yeah. And you pop fireworks on both of them.
True. Good point. There's the tie.
Yeah. And for my number three, I'm a big sports fan. I watch a lot of sports shows. I'm going to go with Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
At one time, yes.
Yeah. I feel like that was a good one as well. And growing up as a kid, it was always, do you watch Nickelodeon or do you watch Disney?
Interesting. Okay. So which one was yours?
I was a Nickelodeon guy.
Gotcha.
I love Nickelodeon.
Very cool. Well, I like how creative you are with your answers. I'm pretty sure we're not going to have any other ones like this.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Thanks,
love your show.
Thanks, TJ. Good to talk to you. Bill's in Georgia. Bill, what do you think for famous duos, Final Four?
Okay, I'm glad you took my call. I'm going old school, too. I like Heckle and Jekyll for number one.
That's awesome.
My next one is Tom and Jerry.
Oh, classic.
I like The Odd Couple, too. Do you remember those guys?
The Odd Couple? I do. Uh-huh. Weren't they roommates that, like, fought all the time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Got you.
And my fourth one, I can't remember these cats' name, but it comes from The Muppet Show.
Which ones?
Do you remember that? Do you remember The Muppets?
I do remember The Muppets, but which one? Are they the old dudes?
Yes.
They're
sat in the balcony.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, they were so cranky and funny, but funny, though, too. Let me see if we can figure out their names because I do know who you're talking about. Those are great. Those are also going to be duos that no one else mentions. I like it.
But I appreciate it. I love your show. You keep me up. I'm a security guard at night, so
that's awesome.
It.
We're glad to keep you company. Be safe, sir.
You too.
Good stuff. Lots of people weighing in already. Both of our Twitter and our Facebook pages are blowing up. I know Jay, every time I turn around, is retweeting another 10 of them. So you can find that thread either on our show account or on our Facebook page. I love, love, love that you're going outside the box. Like Mike on Facebook, who goes with Jordan and Pippen. Now, that's pretty standard. I couldn't include them. Peanut Butter and Jelly is number 3 seed. 2 seed is Bonnie and Clyde. And his number 1 is Beyonce and Jay-Z. So Bay and Jay.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. I love that you all are so eager to respond, but it's a final 4 famous duos. Not just 1. You got to go final 4. Final 4. You have to come up with 4 or I'm not repeating yours on the air. Come on now. We can't have a final 4 with only 2. That's not how it works. Although I do like some of your answers, but you're going to have to play along. Our show, our rules, house rules, you know. Everything you needed to know you learned in kindergarten. How to read and follow directions.
Don't be stupid.
I did not say that. All right. Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Twitter is After Hours CBS. Have you seen Jay's chosen GIF? Awesome. This is my favorite category because of that. Uh-oh, Jay just saw an answer he really liked. Okay, don't be stealing other people's answers.
I'll let you see it, and if you see it, and it's the same one, I think if you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right, gotcha. 855-212-4227. How about a brawl before even 10 seconds go by in a hockey game? I don't know. Those Rangers want the top seed. This was not a good way to go about it. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. I think I just said that.
You are listening.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Bear, Gord Dwyer, the linesman, Michelle Cormier, and Jonathan Deschamps, and everybody is on their feet. The gloves are dropped. We've got a line brawl. Jimmy Vesey and it looks like Curtis Lazar at the center red line. Meanwhile, Rempe and McDermott drop the gloves outside the circle. Goodrow has picked up Kevin Ball. Jacob Trouba has picked up Chris Tierney. And back in the Rangers zone, you've got Keandre Miller and John Marino. The main event is just beyond the New Jersey blue line.
Oh, boy. Keandre Miller is beating the daylights out of Marino.
And there are not enough stripes to get a hold of everybody. Miller wins that fight. Along the near boards, you've got Ball tied up with Goodrow. Rempe and McDermott trying to get some leverage. Rempe with pretty good reach, doing a little bit better defending himself. McDermott with a couple of cross rights. Rempe tried an uppercut with a right, connected on one, missed on another. McDermott connects on a big right. Those two still at the red line. Everybody else has been separated. Rempe taking a shot with McDermott in the long right. Had his grab hand knocked loose. Rempe trying to cross with the right once again. McDermott, little jab with the left. Twice he was able to pop the chin of Rempe. They're still going at the red line. Finally, the linesman will step in. And all that buildup, all that anticipation comes to a boiling point. A line brawl to begin the night at Madison Square Garden, and everybody in their seats at the opening faceoff got what they were waiting for.
Wow.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Right? I think my favorite line in that Rangers radio call of a brawl that started before there was any action on the ice, like actual hockey action on the ice, is the line of, there aren't enough stripes to get to everyone. Yeah, there were all these mini skirmishes that were breaking out around Matt Rempe and Curtis McDermott. And these two guys have a history. It goes back, well, it goes back to the last time they were at the Garden. It certainly is one that you could tell both teams were on edge about. It did not take really anything. It took one little bitty match in the middle of this pile of hay to start an inferno. That's a good mental image. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So those two fight the longest. We're not calling them a famous duo. The other four fights, though, break out around them. Eight different guys. Four from each, the Rangers and the Devils, get game misconducts before 5 seconds go by in this game, and they're gone. They gone. That was quick. It's very helpful if you're the Rangers and trying to earn the top seed. Goodness. We'll see how the NHL weighs in on this. But to have 10 guys with 5-minute penalties and then the eight guys ejected, to have this type of, I don't know, I guess you could say it was incited by the Devils. That's what the Rangers would tell you. But either way, you don't have to take the bait. You don't have to be Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, for heaven's sakes. And it's crazy, too, because the visual of it, I've never seen anything like it, Jay. Maybe you have in hockey. I have never seen anything like, forget what time of the game it was, five fights all going on. They're circling around center ice. No hockey, gloves, sticks, who knows what else on the ice. Every pads are on the ice. Everything's on the ice. And you've got five different skirmishes. And so the visual of that, I've never seen in hockey before. I've never seen this before.
It wasn't a hockey game anymore at that point. I actually have seen this. Weirdly enough, the Rangers did the same thing in 2012 against the Flyers, where it was an all-out start-the-game line brawl. And it was madness then. This one was just as intense as that one was. But yeah, it's not really a hockey game at that point anymore. It's just five guys beating the crap out of each other. So I don't know.
Shorthanded, the bench isn't long anymore.
You only
it's
got
just
four defensemen the whole rest of the game. But yeah. In hockey, if a guy's kicked out, you can't replace him.
Right. Not sure if they learned their lesson. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Peter Laviolette, he's good with how the Rangers handle their business.
Our guys were reacting to what was happening around the ice.
Oh.
I thought they did a fantastic job, all five of them.
They did a fantastic job defending themselves. Your final four famous duos. I don't think it's Rangers and Devils. In fact, this hasn't really been a rivalry for a while, but last year the Devils were able to kick Big Brother out of the playoffs in the second round, and it turned into something special. But the Devils don't have much more to play for except for this right now. All right, your famous duos in honor of the final four. They're pouring in on Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. Some of you are sending your own gifts in response to Producer Jay's. Let's see if we can work in a quick call here. Earl's in Tennessee. Earl, you got to go quick. Who are your duos?
Yes, my number four is Hannibal Lecter and Clarice Starling.
Oh, gosh.
My My number three is Thing One and Thing Two.
Love it.
My number two is Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn.
Okay.
And my number one, you literally can't have without the other, Jekyll and Hyde.
That is so true. They go together. They have to. Otherwise, you're right. It would be, wouldn't be a thing. Those are great, Earl. Thank you so much for your call.
Have a good night.
I like how efficiently he went through his final four famous duos. We got some good ones that are outside the box. If you check them out on our Facebook page, it's fantastic. Lisa on Twitter, Cagney and Lacey, Sonny and Cher, Luke and Laura, General Hospital, for those of you who don't know, and then Abbott and Costello, and she hashtags it for the win. Let's see. See if we can get to some more before we're about to get our music here, but I love the variety. Martin goes with Ben and Jerry, Lennon and McCartney, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, and here's my favorite so far, Otani and Ipe Mitsuhara.
Oh.
Don't.
Too soon?
It might be too soon.
Where is he?
Greg on Twitter. No one has any idea. Greg on Twitter, Ebony and Ivory side by side on the piano keyboard. I like that one. Beavis and Butthead. Oh, yes. Cops and Donuts. Doggy Poo and Tennis Shoes. Actually, my tennis shoes outside on the patio, upside down because I stepped in dog poop and I'm trying to get them washed off in the rain. So, yes, Greg. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.